The quickest, most transformative growth in our Christian walk will come from the real-time acceptance of what God has already promised us. The depth of that acceptance will be directly proportional to the victory we will live in. Ask any Bible-believing Christian if they would like to have a more rewarding, intimate relationship with God and others, as well as more confidence, wisdom, and influence, and I'm certain the answer would be a resounding yes. But often the mechanics of the process become lost in the shuffle of a busy life. We lose sight of what God has said is true about our infinite value, gifts, and extraordinary strength. You know those things that were installed in us at salvation, but are often forgotten or shelved as we live out our life. Add to that the recycled, inconsistent, or mechanical ways we can engage with our basic spiritual disciplines, and our spiritual growth and life progress end up moving at the speed of rust. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Colossians 2:9-10. Some hard truths. It's not hard to see and experience that many believers are living their lives partially embracing the hundreds of promises God gave us about the abundance of spiritual assets we have in Him. This disconnectedness shows up in things like the weights and burdens we attach to adversity and basic conflicts, lifestyle agitation and difficulty, the trepidation or fear we experience with opportunity, promotion, and adventure, and the fatigue, mood swings, and defeat we can feel simply doing everyday life. We end up in a cycle of intermittent faith, a life that is controlled more by external events than internal resolve, and where the fruit of the Spirit is more contingent on how we feel in the moment than on what is actually true about our identity in Christ. Because the Spirit of God is within us, the practice of living from the inside out rather than the outside in creates a new beginning of moving away from reactionary, unstable, and stress-infused beliefs and actions to be more insightful, peaceful, and positive responses to everything that happens in our life, good or bad. Don't just long for God's kingdom to be revealed in the future, discover it in present moments. The good news is that experiencing the fullness of God is a simple equation. It's not always easy, but the mechanics are simple. It requires that we intentionally stay connected to what God has shared in His Word about what is true. By connected, I mean we weld and temper the truths of God's promises, His Word, onto every aspect of our attitude, mindset, emotions, and actions, not just on occasions when we happen to land on a spiritual high, but in the moments of every day. The quality and consistency of this connection, this welding, determines everything that we do and how we process all that happens. The questions become clear. Will I